time, VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah has fired about 250 rockets and other projectiles into Israel, wounding seven people in one of the militant group's heaviest barrages in months. An explosion could be heard the moment a building took a direct hit in northern Israel when a rocket barrage from Lebanon hit the area. Sunday's attacks in northern and central Israel came in response to deadly Israeli strikes in central Beirut on Saturday. Israel struck southern Beirut on Sunday. Meanwhile, negotiators press on with ceasefire efforts to halt the all-out war. And Lebanon's military says an Israeli strike on a Lebanese army center in the southwest killed one soldier and wounded 18 others. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The strike occurred in southwestern Lebanon on the coastal road between Tyre and Nakoura. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati condemned it as an assault on U.S.-led ceasefire efforts. Israel said it was not targeting the Lebanese military, but the militant group Hezbollah. Israel has killed over 40 Lebanese troops since last October, even as Lebanon's military has largely kept to the sidelines. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Pakistani security officer says police arrested thousands of Imran Khan supporters ahead of a rally in Islamabad to demand the ex-premier's release from prison. Khan has been behind bars for more than a year, but he remains popular, and his party says the cases against him are politically motivated. Police Sunday arrested more than 4,000 Khan supporters in eastern Punjab province, a Khan stronghold. Pakistan sealed off the capital with shipping containers. It also suspended mobile and internet services in, quote, areas with security concerns. This is VOA News. Developing nations slammed a global climate financing deal as woefully insufficient as delegates at the COP29 summit in Baku adopted a $300 billion annual target on Sunday to help them deal with the impacts of climate change. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
The agreement was clinched in overtime at the two-week conference in Azerbaijan's capital. It commits rich countries to providing $300 billion a year by 2035 in climate financing. That's a boost from the previous deal of $100 billion annually by 2020. That earlier goal was met 2 years late in 2022 and expires next year. Negotiations had been due to finish on Friday, but ran into overtime as representatives from nearly 200 countries struggled to reach consensus.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Countries around the world are bracing for economic upheaval as incoming U.S. President Donald Trump threatens massive tariffs, especially on China. The uncertainty has left governments and businesses struggling with how to respond, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
During his first term, Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on China, shaking the global economy. Ahead of his return, Trump is vowing even more drastic measures. 10% tariffs on all imports to the U.S. and a staggering 60% on goods from China. Any Trump tariffs could especially hurt economies that depend on exports. But an expanded U.S.-China trade war could also create opportunities. Many countries have benefited as production shifts away from China to avoid tariffs. Thailand's commerce minister recently told VOA's Thai service his country has seen an influx of U.S. companies relocating factories from China. He says we should be able to weather this. He actually sees these problems as benefits for Thailand. He believes we can be an investment destination for every country. That approach comes with risks, though. Many countries that gained from trade moving out of China now heavily rely on exporting to the United States, leaving them even more vulnerable to any blanket Trump tariffs or efforts to crack down on rerouted goods. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Somalia's government said Sunday 24 people died after two boats capsized off the Madagascar coast in the Indian Ocean. Somalia's foreign minister said 46 people were rescued. Most of the passengers were young Somalis, and their intended destination remains unclear. Many young Somalis embark every year on dangerous journeys in search of better opportunities abroad. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.